Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 2 today, verses 28 through 30. Philippians 2, 28 through 30. Paul says, I am the more eager to send him, this is Epaphroditus, I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. Let me read this to you again. Paul says, I'm more eager to send Epaphroditus, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men. We're going to look at that today. For he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. Paul said, look, you were concerned that Epaphroditus was sick, and he was concerned that you had heard that he was sick, and God spared him and spared me sorrow and grief too, that he didn't die. He almost died in serving you, but he didn't. Now, let me send him back to you so that you can rejoice and I can be less anxious. And at the same time, I want you to receive him and honor him because he almost died in his service of the Lord. I'm just going to say this straight up, folks. The scripture teaches that we should honor those who sacrifice much to serve Jesus Christ. There are those who are asked by God to do more. The Bible says in the parable of the talents that he gave one 5, another 2, and another 1, each according to their ability. And folks, let me just tell you, the Bible teaches that some will have to live a life of suffering more than others. And we should honor those who have suffered and sacrificed much to serve Jesus Christ. God does, and he will. Listen to Matthew chapter 19, verses 29 through 30. Jesus says, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Let me read that to you again. Jesus said, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first. He said, look, I'm paying attention to who has sacrificed much in this life for the cause of the kingdom and the sake of Christ. And he's going to reward them, but we should honor them as well. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 and 18 says the same thing. He said, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages. Paul says, look, in those people that are spiritual leaders of the church and overseeing the body, those who have the care for the flock, well, you need to give them double honor, especially those whose role is preaching and teaching, because they're going to have to spend much time in the Word, much time in prayer, much time doing study and research, and much time letting the Spirit of God give them insight into the whole of the Scriptures so that you can be fully equipped with the Word of God and be fed the Word of God. You need to honor those men who do such things. And so, folks, I'm going to ask you, what is your attitude toward those who are being used of God to serve Christ? You're going to say, oh, God will reward them one day. Well, that's true. God will. But the Bible also teaches that we need to have the same heart for each other that God has for us. And if God is going to one day reward and God honor those people, the scripture says we need to do the same thing. So I'm going to challenge you. I know that we just had in this past month, Pastor Appreciation Month. I always get a little leery of Pastor Appreciation Month because the Bible teaches that we're not supposed to have Pastor Appreciation Month. We should have Pastor Appreciation Days every year, every single day. We should be every month acknowledging and honoring them. But at the same time, have you guys even taken the time to let your pastors, especially those who roll with preaching and teaching, have you taken the time to let them know that you understand what they do and at least you try to understand all that they do and that they're honored in your eyes? What about those that are serving overseas as missionaries? Have you all as a church taken time not only to pray for them, but to financially support them and to send them love gifts that let them know that you honor them because of what they're sacrificing for the cause of Christ as they live in parts of the world that you probably would never could live like that? The scripture says that we're to honor them who sacrifice much for the cause of Christ. Pray about how you could do that. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.